Thank you for listening to today's message from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. For more information about our church and our ministry, please visit our church website at livingwaterschurchelkriver.org. We pray that you were both blessed and encouraged by today's message.
Today we're going to do some things in this house that have been in my heart for just such a long, long time, and kind of commissioning Bob and Marcy with really the way they see, the way they view the kingdom is through an apostolic lens piece. They just see things differently than I do. Vive la différence. I'm grateful for the difference. I'm grateful for the, you know, Bob and I have always been people where we're not hardly anything alike, are we?
No.
You know? Makes a good marriage. Oh yeah. Well, we're gonna just recognize the call that's on Bob's life in this house, and I believe in the greater body of Christ too. But as elders, we've invited him to be able to run with what's in his heart and not to be hindered by what we've done in America to the pastorate, the limitations and the stuff that we've made it that really have nothing to do with the kingdom of God. And my heart's desire is just to see Bob and Marcy set free to run. Just to run, just to go. They're runners in the faith. So that's fun. It's going to be a good time. Welcome. Visitors, thank you, team. Let's give them a hand. And Joanna's painting, I'm sure there's a, looks like a horizon. Maybe. She's keeping it a secret. Welcome. Visitors, I want to recognize just a few. Pastor Melvin and Yvonne, why don't you guys stand up? I love you. For those of you that don't know, Luz de Cristo, why don't the rest of you stand up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Luz de Cristo is the church that meets in this building from 2 o'clock until whenever.
That's true.
They just are absolutely unconcerned about time. You know, and we could probably learn some lessons. And if you ever get a chance, a lot of times we're here late and they're into their service. And I tell you, their worship, just they have such a celebratory culture. But the thing of it is, they have told me time and again that they pray for us. They pray for us. We have an incredible, incredible, and I say this sincerely from the heart, we have an incredible honor in having you guys in this house. And you guys just serve us so well. Thank you. Thank you. So that's exciting. Of course, Don and Marty, why don't you guys stand up too? You know, many of the things that are in the foundation of this house that I see in Bob and Marcy, I see were generated really by the pioneering couple here. I've read your book, you know, which is now it's old news, but it's still the old good news. And so many of the things that we value and that we cherish, the freedom, the liberty, you know, just the pursuing the real things of God without compromise, were really established as a foundation in this house. First of all, in way of the Lord, formerly way of the cross. Do you ever get tired of people saying that? Way of the Lord, formerly Way of the Cross, Way of the Cross Church in Blaine, and we're just so grateful for Don and Marty's apostolic voices in this house and the blessing that they have been to us. So, welcome, and to many of you who are here to see Bob installed. There is a meal following the service, and Casey and And Phyllis and so many are just thrown together. Can you smell it? Are you hungry? Pastor Melvin, this is a time where we're conscious of time. You know, food's on the grill, so. But there's a lot of food. They're cooking for way more people than are here. So if you're here for the first time, Living Waters, you've just kind of hit us on a Sunday where we're just doing some celebrating. We're celebrating some family things. We're celebrating some past and some future. And we welcome you. Please stay for the meal along with all the guests that are here. Pretty good meal. So that's going to be fun. A couple of announcements. Come and rest, the fall men's fall retreat. And we want to open that up to anybody that's here. It's not specifically for Living Waters Church. I believe some of the guys from Luz de Cristo are coming. No? Now you're on the spot, so yeah. There's freedom, brother. Yeah. But come and rest. And one of the themes of Bob's message, I would say, over the last couple of years has been entering into the rest. That while we're passionately pursuing some things of the kingdom, while we're passionately looking for things that are yet unseen, while we're, in many ways, we're stretching for things that we don't know about, that all of that happens in rest. And that I'm a husband out of rest. I'm a father out of rest. And so that's the theme of, I know Bob will just lead us into some incredible truths there. La-ti-da. Look at your bulletins. Read your bulletins. Releasing the entrepreneur in you. We're going to be doing some classes. I believe one of the things that God wants to do is raise up creative entrepreneurs. That we're in a season, we're in a time in our nation that God wants to put his anointing on people for the purposes of finances. And God is getting a hold of hearts so that he can get a hold of our finances. And God is, you know, just doing some things. I just believe there's a creativity that God wants to bring to his people. How many know that if we have the creator of the universe in our hearts, if we have Jesus in our hearts, then we don't have to be limited by the economy. We don't have to be stymied by double-dip recession. You know, and I just believe God wants to have his people to come out from underneath the heaviness and the weight of that into a place of freedom where you can really see and get a hold of God. See, God wants to provide for us as believers. He wants to provide for you. And sometimes it's just going to take a little bit of getting out of the box. So Casey does a great job. The guy, he's always got businesses going. And he has an anointing to lay hands on people and to teach and to release an ability to think bigger, to think outside the box, to think kingdom-minded. You know, the door that we come into the kingdom of God is very, very narrow. But once you get inside, we come into a vast kingdom. We come into a large kingdom. And we tend to think that once we're through the door, that the way still stays narrow. And there are some things, some truths with walking in righteousness and holiness that are very, very true. But I tell you what, it's a larger kingdom than you can imagine. We just need to get our hearts into alignment with the kingdom that we're living in and that we're bringing to earth, right? So that's good stuff. I should preach. We're going to receive an offering. We're going to move on a little bit faster. Could somebody run into the kitchen and grab the people that are serving the meals? They want it to be part of the commissioning service that we're going to be doing in just a couple of minutes here. So just tell them to come on and gather in. Let's surprise them. When they come in, let's give them a big hand for for the food that they're making. And we are going to receive an offering. I want to thank you, the body of Christ, those of you that are regular attenders of Living Waters Church. You have been so faithful. I'm just astonished when the bills just keep getting paid. And, you know, we're not a huge crowd. And yet, through your faithfulness, through your generosity, God just keeps meeting the needs of the house here. We recently have brought Bob and Marcy back on part-time on staff. Yeah. And while we have some money set aside to do that, my heart's belief is that God wants to do that on an ongoing basis. In other words, we don't need to dip into some savings or something that we've had. I believe that God just is, in fact, I know that God is going to bless the decision. When we make decisions by faith, and that was a faith decision, and when we move by faith, when that faith is initiated by God, when it's generated out of the heart and the passion of God, and when you're obedient to walk in that, then God's provision just shows up, and we're really believing for that. So, thank you, Father. Father, we do declare you. Oh, I'm falling down on the job. Anybody need an envelope? This is what we instruct the people that take offerings to do, and I don't generally take an offering. So anybody need an envelope if you want to track your giving? There's somebody there, and that way you can get a tax-deductible receipt if you want to give cash. Or so, Father, we're just amazed at your faithfulness, God, that that's just a theme that we'll continue to play, that we'll continue to release in this house, the theme of your faithfulness, the theme of your goodness. God, the theme of your generosity, that you give and you give and you give. Father, I pray your blessing on every household here. I pray release of finances. God, I pray for promotions. God, I pray as men and women diligently seek to serve their employers, God, that you would bless them. Father, I pray that you'd bring creativity to entrepreneurs. Father, I pray you give us wisdom in what we do with the finances, both as a church and in our families. We just want to declare your faithfulness and your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bless you as you give. Ushers, come on up. We want to take just a moment to recognize this is 9/11. You know, 10 years ago, the course of history in our nation was changed. And how many remember where you were at when you first heard the news? Significant things like this. Susie and I were in Hawaii. We were gone for a honeymoon type thing, an anniversary. And we woke up on that Tuesday morning getting ready to go to the airport, and my son had left a message on my cell phone that said, man, the nation's under attack. They've flown airplanes into the towers. They're demolished. And he went on to tell me all this news, and he said, don't expect to get out of there for at least 2 weeks. Now, how many know that it's an okay thing to be stuck in Hawaii, you know, unless your kids, six kids are at home and under the circumstances where a nation was grieving and, you know, just touched the heart and the soul. And, you know, for just a moment, just for a moment, we as a nation started to question our strengths and the things that we've depended on. All of a sudden, we felt more vulnerable than we've ever felt before. And, I'm just thinking of the scripture that says, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we'll remember the name of the Lord our God. And, you know, 3,000-some people lost their lives. Many more military men and women have lost their lives since, trying to battle an enemy that is in many ways unseen, and it's a spirit. You know, it's not flesh and blood. It manifests in flesh and blood, but it's a battle against the spirit. And we, the Church of Jesus Christ, have the answer. And it isn't in hating the Muslims. In fact, I believe it's in loving the Muslims. You know, true spiritual warfare takes place on two levels. It takes place where there's intercession, but it also comes to the place where we need to do something in the natural that's of the opposite spirit of the spirit that we're coming against. In other words, if you've got somebody that just hates you, the way to defeat that spirit isn't by hating them back. The way to defeat that spirit is to love. If you have an issue with greed, the answer is generosity. The answer isn't to hoard more. See, and there's this thing of acting in the opposite spirit. And as we just ponder the way our lives has been changed in the last 10 years, I want to encourage, let's be different. Let's us, as the Church of Jesus Christ, not respond with hate, with criticism, with the kind of stuff that, you know, mere men do, but that we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and we can respond out of a different spirit. Amen? Let's pray. Why don't we stand together, and let's pray for the Muslim nations. Let's pray for them like we really love them. You know, just pray among you. Just go ahead and pray. Pray. Just pray. Pray as the body of Christ. Pray that a nation would be saved. Pray that the Muslim nations would come into the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even as the songs that we sang this morning, that we'd be filled with the fullness of the knowledge of God. Father, we're praying that the Muslim nations would come into a revelation. God, it has to be a revelation, a visitation of your spirit. Father, that you would lavish your love upon them, our Muslim nations, God, in this world. Father, we declare that we don't hate them. God, we declare that we forgive. Father, we declare that even we ask forgiveness for the wrongs, Lord, that we have initiated against the Muslim nations, the harshness, the criticisms. Father, I pray you forgive us as a church, God. Father, we're asking for salvation and redemption. God, that we will not overcome evil with evil, but God will overcome evil with good. Father, shift our mindsets, shift our thinking, shift our prayers. Father, we remember the families this morning of the 3,000 some that lost their lives, children who no longer have a father on the scene, wives, husbands without spouses. Comfort them, Father. Holy Spirit, we're asking for a release of comfort. The military men and women who have lost their lives and left children, brothers, sisters, mothers, and fathers behind. Father, we're asking that you comfort those families. Father, I pray, even as a nation pauses to remember 9/11, God, that in many ways we do just what we're doing today, God, that we remember the past, but Lord, that we know there's a future. Father, I pray that what happened 10 years ago has already dramatically changed the future of this nation and is continuing to change the future of this nation. Let your church rise up and lead the way in this change. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. All right, we are going to commission Bob and Marcy. Hey, how do you guys like my new addition? I'm techie. Now all I got to do is figure out how to work the darn thing. Alan Ross has a prophetic word that we'll play after we have prayed for Bob and Marcy, but we're going to just grab a couple of chairs here. Susie?
I'll grab these.
Those two? Okay.
There we go.
And, you know, really what this is about is we believe that there are ministry gifts given to the church, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And the reason that they're given is for the equipping of the saints. Why? For the work of the ministry, for how long? Until Jesus comes back. And we believe, we have seen in Bob and Marcy We've seen, obviously, a great pastoral heart, a shepherd's heart for the house. But that shepherd's heart, as long as I've walked with Bob, has always been viewed through an apostolic grace. In other words, the grace that wants to pull from heaven, that wants to see the blueprint of heaven and see that put into the foundation of the house. And in this day, in this hour, we've seen a real resurrection of the New Testament prophet in the last decade or so. There's a process that God is releasing an apostolic grace back into the church. And we really don't totally know what that looks like. We have honored Don and Marty as apostolic voices in the house. And yet I believe that there is a shift that's happening in the Church of Jesus Christ where there's a restoration of the true ministry, the apostle and prophet. And I believe when we get that foundation, that the church is built upon the foundation of the apostle and prophet, I believe once we have that foundation and begin working with that and living in that, we're going to see a redefinition of the pastor, the evangelist, and the teacher. I believe that God is going to bring an awakening to the governmental structure that he dictated from heaven, how he wants his church to run. And we've just recognized in Bob and Marcy over the years that they just see, I see things from the pastor's heart. Everything for me is about getting the word into you guys, and it's about seeing the possibilities that are in you and calling out the gold in you and seeing you live up to the destiny, the reason why God's gotten a hold of you. And man, that's just my passion. That's my heart. But you know, if I'm left to my own gifting and my own calling, I'll forget to pull from heaven the blueprint and the changes, the things where God is directing us. And we have always seen in Bob and Marcy an ability to see the future, to be able to pull from heaven and to be able to dare to walk a little bit differently than the status quo, than to go a little different direction than the way we've always gone. And I have so valued that. So I've been longing for this for a long, long time. And one of the very, very unique things that we have in our relationship is there is absolutely no jealousy between me and Bob. You know, it's just not there. Bob and Marcy stepped down as pastors here. In Bob's own words, you have to let go of something before you can get the thing and grab onto the thing that God has put before you. And they have let go with such grace and such dignity. They have really given me freedom to follow my heart where God wants to lead us as a body, sometimes to where it's scary for me. And I have called Bob back in over me as a covering on numerous occasions and almost have to beg him. Because this thing about not being controlling is just something that drives Bob. You know, freedom is one of the foundations of the love of God, one of the very, very foundational aspects of the love of God. And so we have just, I just believe there's a new season. Before we met, before we came out today, we were in the prayer room, and I'm not given to a lot of visions, but I saw a picture in heaven where the angelic hosts were like standing at attention, and it was almost like a knighting service. I mean, it was almost like there is a solemnity of the day and the time here. I believe this is going to be a significant time in the life of this house for the future. I believe it's going to be a significant time in the life of this city for the future. Why? Because we're installing Bob and Marcy? No. Because God has a heart for those things. Yep. And he just happens to lay mantles on men and women who will walk in humility and will walk in wisdom and walk in judgment in a way that they can release it without control. One of the things that we've seen in Bob and Marcy is integrity. We were praying last Thursday over him, and somebody had a vision of, you know, those things that army people wear, you know, the stripes, and they saw written on it, integrity. And Bob and Marcy have been people of integrity. So I want to ask the elders if you'll come up. Elders and wives, Don and Marty. I do have a mic. Read a charge over Bob and Marcy, and I want to. Then we're going to lay hands on them and pray. And I just encourage you guys, prophetic words. There are a couple of people in the congregation that I've given liberty to. If you have a prophetic word to come up, in such a large gathering, many of you are going to have words and you're going to have things in your heart. Could I ask you just to approach them privately and give those to them? Because otherwise we'd go on for, you know, we'd miss our meal over there. We can't do that. So I really do want to encourage so that there are several that I've just said, come on up with a prophetic word. Bob and Marcy, we the elders of Living Waters Church, after observing your faithful service, your character, and your giftings in the Holy Spirit, do choose to acknowledge God's call on your lives to the apostolic work of the ministry. Bob and Marcy, we charge you as fellow servants of Christ who are committed to care for you and co-labor with you, be strong and of good courage and give yourselves to seek God in prayer and intercession. Meditate and study His word faithfully. Be in the Spirit and be led by the Spirit. Show yourselves as a pattern of godliness, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry of Christ be not blamed. We ask you in the presence of God and this assembly, do you promise to walk worthy of the ministry to which you are called, giving honor to God?
Yes, by the grace of God.
Yes, by the grace of God.
Will you be subject to the Father in heaven, who loves you as He loves His own Son? Will you be subject to Jesus Christ, our Lord and King, who laid down His life for you? And will you be subject to the Holy Spirit given to you to lead you into all truth?
Yes, by the grace of God.
Are you willing to be accountable to me as your pastor and to us as a team of elders, as those who have been called by the Lord to care for you and co-labor with you in the work of the kingdom?
Yes, by the grace of God.
Bob and Marcy, whereas you have made these solemn declarations, we, as your fellow servants, commission you to do the work of an apostle in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Bob and Marcy, God's done a work in you, which we're recognizing here, that has come through a divine connectedness with other segments of the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. There's been a divine connectedness that this city has had with Ed Savoso. I think some of the other brethren here, Jay Bunker, Chuck Ripka, I don't know who's there. There are some others that I don't all recall. But those are our connections to the rest of the body of Christ, which are important and significant because this congregation, as well as others, are not an island unto themselves.
Yeah.
But we are part of a bigger whole, and our connectedness with them is very significant. And you're a significant thread in that connectedness. And I just see that that the Lord is going to increase the grace that has been resident in you and has been imparted to you through various channels in the past. But that grace is to be multiplied. And the passage that comes to mind is the first verses of 1 Peter, where he's talking about grace and the multiplication of grace and peace, that there is a profound desire for the Lord to multiply, not just add, but to multiply grace and peace, the grace that comes through our Lord Jesus Christ, the shalom that the Lord declared when he rose from the dead and triumphed over sin, death, and the power of the devil, breathed peace back into his apostles. And that's the multiplication thereof. And so we're praying that as every good and perfect thing still comes down from above, that there be a significant impartation and release to you from the throne of grace. The more to him who has shall more be given. To him who has shall more be given. And so as Peter says here, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, and we have a scattering of our own, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and the sprinkling of his blood. For you've been commissioned not to preach yourself, but to preach Jesus Christ as Lord. And I think one of the chief things of an apostolic assignment is to strengthen and impart to people a connectedness to the headship of Jesus Christ, that Jesus in all ways be preeminent, and that that connectedness be guarded, be protected, and be promoted in every way. And so, Father, this day we pray now for an increased download that comes from above on Marcy and Bob. We thank you for the way in which you've tried and proven them through the years. Lord, it's been no small thing that they have come to this place with steadfastness. Many casualties have been upon this road. But there's an endurance and a steadfastness that you have placed within them, a perseverance that shall grow and increase. And we pray for the increased impartation of your grace to flow to them and through them, that grace and peace may be multiplied in this area to those who sit in darkness, to those who are in bondage and captivity, to the sick, to the oppressed, to those in captivity, that the hand of the Lord may be stretched out still.
I got a word, Bob and Marcy. Revelation 19:7, it says, "The bride has made herself ready." That's an NIV translation. And I just got a sense from the Lord that yous two have made yourself ready. Yous two have given up everything, laid aside everything. In the natural, it would look like you're foolish. To the natural man, a natural man could look at you and say, "You're a fool." But the Lord says, "I've been watching yous two." Yeah. And the Lord says, "I'm pleased with you." And the Lord says, "That which you've desired is coming. There's a tremendous move of God coming upon this land." And Bob and Marcy, you're right. God says you're right in the forefront. I'm forming my team, my apostolic team, to shepherd my move. But the wind of my spirit is about to blow. And I am setting in place my shepherds to shepherd my move. And I've set yous two apart. You've been faithful. And now you will see my faithfulness to you. Bob, I put things in your heart, and it will come to pass. Did I not say I would give you the desires of your heart? Wow. Bob, it's coming. Yeah. It's coming, saith the Lord.
Thank you.
I don't quite understand what how we can have more information, more connectivity with God when the Holy Spirit is within us. But what I saw, Bob, was that because of the new mantle of apostolic authority that you have over this house and over the people of this house and in this region, that God is, it's just like a communication pipeline that I saw opening up and getting fatter and fatter. And so you need to know that it's a new level of wisdom and understanding and insight that he's bringing, because you have accepted that. It wasn't easy for you to accept this. We've, in some ways, all of us, and Dave especially, have been telling you that this is you. And God's opening up that pipeline. We thank you for that, Lord.
I'm so thankful for that prophetic word that came, Marcy and Bob, because this was my sense, the longevity of your faithfulness that goes way back to when the Lord was summoning you and calling you to be leaders, and your primary concern, I know, has been to serve Jesus. And it's just very evident to me and many others, I'm sure, your faithfulness step by step through this walk. And that's just a joy and a delight. And that word was just so clear. And I thank you, Lord, for that. I pray that it would continue to encourage them, that remind them, Lord, of your promise in that word, and let it continue to encourage them as they continue on the walk. I just thank you for them. I thank you for their faithfulness, Lord, and for their love for you and their unity together, not just Bob, but also Marcy. She's had her share in there, and thank you. Just continue to bind them together and lead them. And may they reveal your glory in all that you call them to do, our wonderful and gracious God. Thank you.
Well, I had a picture of a path or a road and a fork in the road, and I felt like you thought you were going down the one way, but the Lord's turning you another way. And so you're going down this path, and it starts out narrow, but it gets wider and wider, and there's all kinds of doors on this path, and some doors are closed, but I see many more doors open. So I call those doors to open that are ordained for Bob and Marcy for the destiny that you have called them, Lord. I call those doors to open in Jesus' name. And I see angels stationed along the path. And then I also see people following down. And the scripture that came to me was in, I don't have my Bible, but I think it's in Acts, where they said the apostles preached the word with boldness. And many signs and wonders were performed by the apostles. And so, Lord, I declare that scripture over them, Lord, that they will preach and teach with boldness, and that many will be changed because of their preaching and teaching, God. And, Lord, that there'll be signs and wonders that will follow them in the name of Jesus.
Shoo. Thank you, Father. So, you know, I love the wording, Bob, and it was really your wording. Oh, let's go with Luke.
The Lord has found you worthy of trust, Bob, trusting you with his word. There's something that's marked you in the past, the prophetic anointing that comes on you to speak things that you know not, to speak things that you have no pre-knowledge of, to speak things out of the spirit that God has planted in you. The Lord says he's going to increase that anointing. Be aware. There are going to be many times when you're going to be given the unction to speak into the hearts of men
yep.
that will forever crystallize yep. and establish the kingdom of God in their hearts.
Yep.
Do not neglect this gift.
Yep.
For I am increasing your anointing, the anointing on your lips, for the word of God to be in your mouth, to come forth in due season and to pierce the hearts of men. Be aware.
And the Lord said that you've caught the golden ring. And this was actually from Marcy. When Don said, you are a significant thread, the Lord said, Marcy, you are a significant threat. And, so,
Mercy, Marcy?
Yeah, Mercy, Marcy. Yeah. And then I saw you on a merry-go-round, and I saw you, Bob, on a horse that looked like it was sleeping. It wasn't really, but looked like it was sleeping, and some frustration. He had a big lance, and the lance was getting in the way. And even while you were on the horse, the lance was growing, and it was getting more and more annoying, and it was getting more and more in the way. And it was like there was nothing you could do with it. And I saw Marcy. She wasn't on a horse. She was on one of those little benches like they have on a merry-go-round, and she was knitting. And as this lance is getting bigger, and there's just this frustration, and Marcy seems pretty calm in this, and she's actually knitting a suit of mail, like in the medieval days. So this whole suit of mail is being knitted. And then I saw, as you caught that golden ring, I saw you both on horses, and the horses, while they were on the merry-go-round, started to snort, and they looked more like medieval war horses, and there started to be fire coming out of their nostrils, and there started just to be this great impetus to move. And then I saw that as you caught that golden ring, then I saw you released on those steeds, and then I heard the Lord say, the golden ring is for you. The golden ring is for you personally, for the two of you.
Well, you're going to run in a lot of streams because you don't see color. You don't see race. And there's something that God's stirring about the Catholics. Somehow God's going to open a door for you to minister to the Catholics in a way that they are so hungry for. They're so hungry for life. And you're going to go in there and you're going to breathe life. You're going to dig a new well of salvation as you run in these streams. In fact, there's a you're going to run with the Baptists too. They're not going to know what to think of you. But you'll show up and the Holy Spirit will take them and he'll grab them by the ankles. He'll shake all the change out of their pocket. Then they'll flip them back upside down. They won't know what happened. You'll know it's God. Amen? I think you should pack your bags, because when we were praying for you, I just had this vision, and I had a similar vision of my father-in-law, and all I could see was you running on tarmacs, tarmac to tarmac to tarmac, and you weren't running in through those tunnels. You were actually going up the ladders, so, and that tells me you're probably going to be in third world countries, because we don't do that very often anymore. The Lord has also released an authority this morning over your lives as a couple to break a spirit of religion, to unify, and to reconcile. Reconciliation is at the core of your DNA. God's also released a new authority to lay the architectural foundations for transformation. Somebody has got to be hear from God to be the designer of what this apostolic prophetic foundation looks like. This morning, the Lord has put a new robe of righteousness on you that will not only release the power of God, but the fear of the Lord in a comprehensible way.
It's funny, though, the word architect just came up again because, well, I guess I say again because I heard it sitting back there this morning. And I went to architect school for a little while, but that word kept coming up. The first thing they taught me in architect school was you need to see the house before it's built. Wow. And that word just kept coming. And architect, and I don't see it as just this house. I see it as Bob and Marcy. I believe God's just going to release into you visions of where the bolts need to be placed, where the bricks need to be put, where the wood needs to be put up, and how all that comes together to build it, what He wants to release within this community. So, Lord, we just pray, Father, for a release. A release, Father, for more, Lord. Lord, I just pray for an outpouring, Father, of wisdom. I thank you for the pathways to open up. Lord, I thank you for just the grace and the mercy. Father, I thank you for just more, Father. Just pour it out on, Lord. And Lord, I pray for joy in the midst of it. Yeah. Lord, I pray for just an abundance of joy, Father. Yeah. Lord, I could see him just running, Father, just running in your joy and smiling and laughing, Father, just in what you have for them, Father, an abundance, Father, of joy, Lord. More, 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 Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Yeah, so Bob and Marcy is a pastor of the house here. We just welcome you into this new place of authority. And authority is expressed in the kingdom, means you just stoop lower. It's not hierarchy. It's greater service. It's more tenacious service. And we promise to co-labor with you. This is a co-missioning service. We are laborers together in the same mission. Our hearts are knit together with the same mission, the same passion, the same vision. And we promise that we'll co-mission with you. We welcome you to be the voice, be a voice in this house. You're going to see some strange things. You're going to be hesitant to release them. I want to encourage you to release them. You're going to hear some strange noises that are going to be different than what we've heard in the past. But God's going to give you the wisdom and an expansion to interpret the things that you're hearing. We trust you. We bless you. We value you for being Bob and Marcy. More than being ministers of the gospel, we value you for being Bob and Marcy. We release you to be Bob and Marcy, uniquely who you are. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Wow. All right, the elders and wives are just going to take one step back. You're going to stay up, and we're going to invite some folk from people that Bob has had influence in. You know, it's good because Bob's call is to this. He'll always be connected at the hip with this church. I believe that. And you know that where Bob goes is always going to be connected at the hip with Living Waters Church. He's a father here. But it's really important to recognize that his call is larger than this church. And so we have some folk among us that Bob and Marcy have been instrumental with. I'm going to call you up. Pastor Jay and Audrey Bunker, come on up. And you guys are going to be the inner circle. You're going to just pray over Bob and Marcy on behalf of your various aspects of ministry. Jay and Audrey have been spiritual parents for over 30 years, connected with Bob and Marcy. Pastor Melvin and Yvonne Rivera are precious partners in Christ. with Luz de Cristo. Corey and Vicki Carlson from the House of Hope Community Church in Hinckley. Come on up. Bob and Marcy have been visiting up there for many, many years and working with Corey and Vicki. Pastor Jim and Julia Herzing. Oh, there you are, back over there. Good, welcome. And they are from Spirit Life Church in Big Lake, and Bob has been recently connecting with you guys. Richard Sickenator with River Center. Come on up. Many of us know Richard, just a good, good brother. Stephanie Zakowski. Cleansing. What am I supposed to call you anyways? Come on up. Our beloved mayor. I say she's still a mayor. And with a servant leadership team, a team of business people and pastors in Elk River. And let's see, that's the problem with these things. They shut off. Dave and Rhonda, your wife's not here. David, come on up. With part of the servant leadership team. And Chuck and Kathy Ripka with River Center. Co-laborers with Bob and Marcy with River Center. And we just want to release you guys with freedom to just pray and to declare some things that are in your heart on behalf of the relationship that you have with Bob and Marcy.
We have a little grandson that comes over and our son John's boy. And so I say, go put my arms around John and I say, this is my boy. He's not a boy, he's my daddy. So this is my boy and my daughter. And he's not a boy, they're not a girl to you, but we've known them for many years and we just so appreciate them.
When Bob and Marcy, we met at Durstein's camp, Strawberry Lake. I don't remember what year that was. May of 1980. Okay, so we've probably known you maybe a little bit longer than anybody else here. Yeah. Yep. And as we sat and talked, I remember how you were dressed. I think it's something significant. I was sitting here thinking about some things this morning. Yeah. But you were dressed in somewhat like work clothes, you know, just casual work clothes. And you were dressed in you had a kind of a dress that was kind of a straight dress. Like, I mean, I that's about all I can say about it. Yeah, sundress like, yeah. But as we drove away, as we had talked and as we drove away that day, I told Audrey, I said, the hand of the Lord is on those two.
Yeah.
And I saw the leadership and I saw the abilities and so forth, but what I saw was I saw God working on you. I think you just came to the Lord. Yeah, and you had just I don't know, you probably weren't married too long either. But then we went up to your house and we had some meetings in your home there in International Falls and all I kept telling Audrey and others, I said, there's a couple up in International Falls that we need to get down here because the hand of the Lord is on them and he wants to do some amazing things in them. Praise the Lord. And so you came and so we've known you from the time you were little ones, and we've watched you grow and watched you develop, and it's been a wonderful thing. And I've always said when I pastored that we should try to work ourselves out of a job as a pastor, and I worked myself out of a job with you. Hallelujah! And I'm very grateful, very thankful for that, and it's a tremendous blessing and joy for me to see what is happened and what has developed. And I've watched your lives now for 30 years, I guess. And so I thank the Lord for what he's done and for what he is about to do. Praise the Lord. Some of us have, we've lived a little bit longer than what we're going to live. We know that. But we're thankful that there are those that are following on behind that are going to take up the mantle and continue on and move into that that place of ministry. So I just want to encourage you and bless you in the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May your hand be upon them in a mighty way. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Remember your kids when they were... Where are they at? And I can still hear Renee saying, get a winking, Grandpa Jay. Get a winking. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Well, bless you. Yeah. Hallelujah. And the hand of the Lord and the blessing of the Lord be upon you in a mighty way. Hallelujah. And Lord, provide for them in every way, Lord. Bless them and provide. Use them mightily for your glory, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sorry to take that away from you, Jeff.
Well, Bob and Marcy, we count it an honor to be with you guys here today. You know, Lord, as Jay is saying, that we saw the two of you back in the revival meetings with Doug Stanton, and you guys stood out to us also. And when I approached you and said that the Lord has something significant for us together, not knowing even what it was, you said, yeah, we know. Because the Lord has been speaking to you already also, and we haven't really even got to know each other yet. So I love it how the Lord brings the body together. When Pastor Dave was talking, I was asking the Lord, what do you have for them today? And Pastor Dave mentioned the word, the past and the future. And when he said the past, I got to come before you on behalf of leadership and the body. I feel like we're supposed to repent because we've grown envious of the gifts that God has given you. We've grown jealous. And we've spoken against you. We've not always agreed with you. But today, we ask forgiveness as leadership, as the body, when we've cursed you, when we've come against you, when we've talked behind your back, when we've talked in front of you, when we've hurt you, when we've disappointed you. But today I ask you, on behalf of the leadership, on behalf of the body, could you forgive us? But today is your day. And we agree with what God has for you. He is about promotion. And today is your day that God has chosen. I know that you guys wouldn't choose this, but today is your day. And we agree with what God has for you. And as a body, and as leadership, we release you. We sever all ungodly soul ties, any unhealthy ties, anything we've done to hinder you, to hold you back. We say today is the day that you are released. Released in the name of Jesus Christ. Released by the love of the Father. And released by the Holy Spirit. Today is the day you will no longer be held back. Be hindered, no longer stuck, as you times you feel like you're stuck,
But today is your day of releasing. Today's the love of the Father upon you, that you will release that love that God has poured upon you, that has been building up within you. There is so much in you, but today is the day of being released and to begin to pour out that love that is in you, the love of the Father that will be released through you as you embrace the body, as you embrace the leadership. I say today you are released to begin to pour out that love that no longer will be held back. I tell you today, Bob and Marcy, you don't have to look over your shoulders any longer. You are released in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare the word of acceleration over your lives. I say you are released and to accelerate in the giftings and all that God has for you. You are blessed and no longer cursed. And as a friend, Bob, and Bob and Marcy, as brother and sisters here, we are blessed that God has brought us alongside one another. And I bless you as a friend, as a brother, and I'm proud of you guys. I know the Father's proud of you.
The word the Lord gave me for you too is a word I don't even use usually, and I had to listen on my phone to say it, how to say it right. The word is ingenuity, and it goes along with everyone else's word, blueprints and design. And I looked up the definition. The quality of being cleverly inventive or resourceful. Cleverness or skillfulness of conception or design. And I declare ingenuity over both of you today in Jesus' name, that you are going to come up with a plan, a design that God has downloaded for both of you to impart into this church, into the people of this city, of this church, of the nations. I see that God's going to use you in a mighty way. He's going to use you to bring new systems into place. Because you've walked in a place that most haven't walked, He trusts you with it. I pray this in Jesus' name.
I'm part of that outer community that so many of you have been so blessed to see them walk in all the time. And this is for both of you. Marcy, you equally as Bob. And apostleship is not something you put on a business card. It's not. It's a verb. It's a function. And we've seen you do that. We've seen it. And we want it to be recognized. And we proclaim it. And we even proclaim it to the heavenly realms that we recognize this upon them. And we release the things of God upon them now in the name of Jesus. But what I was seeing was a tsunami. It starts out with that little bigger wave and another wave and another wave. And the scripture that came to me is as David was saying in Psalm 103, and the blessings of the Lord come to the children's children, to your children's children. And I see that, yes, you're going to see many, many blessings, but you're not going to see the full harvest because your kids and your grandchildren are really going to reap the harvest. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. Necesito traducción. Gloria al Señor. Voy a hablar en español, pero voy a tener a alguien.
Sí.
Lo que siento en mi corazón ahorita.
What I feel on my heart right now.
Esto es profético.
This one is prophetically.
Yo represento aquí algo profético.
And I represent in here something prophetically now.
Pastor Bob es para mí como un padre.
Pastor Bob is for me like a father.
Siempre he buscado un padre.
I always been seeking for a father.
Y tuve que venir hasta Minnesota.
And I must came here to Minnesota.
A encontrar un padre.
To find a father.
Tengo un padre biológico.
I have a biological father.
Pero también uno necesita un padre espiritual.
But also you need a spiritual father.
Y Pastor Bob para mí.
And Pastor Bob for myself.
Ha sido un padre espiritual.
He had been a spiritual father.
9 años.
9 or 10 years.
Veo los frutos.
I see the fruits.
Cuando un padre enseña a un hijo.
When a father teaches their child.
Y yo estoy viendo los frutos de un padre.
And I can see now the fruits of a father.
Como hijo tengo que seguir los frutos del padre.
And as a son, you need to follow the fruits of the father.
Y aquí represento yo.
And right now I represent.
El vino Nelson, el profeta Nelson, si no me equivoco.
The prophet Nelson has arrived, if I don't mistake today.
Dijo que tenía que arreglar las maletas.
And he said that I need to fix the package, the luggage.
Tiene que tener lista las maletas.
You need to put together your luggage.
Pero él dijo, vas a tener que ir a un tercer país o a un tercero.
You need to go to a third country or a third place.
O a un tercero mundo.
Or to a third world.
La diferencia que Bob nunca ha visto las otras personas como un tercer mundo.
But the difference is that he never has seen other people like a third person.
No,
tercer
mundo.
Or a third world.
Bob mira al tercer mundo.
Bob seeing the third world.
Como el primer mundo.
As the first one.
Y por eso Dios lo está escogiendo.
And for the same reason, God is choosing him.
A ir a las naciones.
To go to the nations.
No solo a un mundo.
But not only to a world.
Sino a un solo mundo.
But it's just only to one world.
A un mundo.
To a world.
Que es una iglesia.
That it's a church.
Solo un cuerpo.
It's only one body.
Y hay tres palabras que Dios me dio.
And there are three words that God had given me.
Y es que tienes que conocer.
It is that you need to know.
Que la gloria está.
That the glory is there.
La unción está.
The anointing is there.
Pero va a haber una estructura.
But a structure will be.
De conocimiento.
Of knowledge.
Para estructurar.
To make structures.
La iglesia.
The church.
De Cristo.
Of Christ.
Por eso es este nombramiento.
That's the same reason for this name.
Porque hay que estructurar.
Because you need to structure.
El cuerpo de Cristo.
The body of Christ.
A través de la gloria, el chequina de Dios.
Of God.
La chequina de Dios. La unción de Cristo.
The anointing of Jesus Christ.
Y el conocimiento de la Escritura.
And the knowledge of the Scripture.
Y eso es lo que ustedes van a hacer.
And that's what you guys are going to do.
Van a llevar la gloria.
You will take the glory.
Van a llevar la unción.
You're going to bring the anointing.
Y van a estructurar la iglesia.
You are going to structure the church.
En el conocimiento.
In the knowledge.
De Jesucristo.
Of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Bob and Marcy, as we were praying for you at our church, someone had a word that you see, you have a map in your heart of like your area of influence, your area that you are moving in. And we saw that today, or I don't know if it's today or not, but I believe it's today, that we saw that map, that area, expand 3 times today. And so we just pray for that expansion and that release, which is in agreement with a lot of the other words that have happened today, that there's going to be greater release and a greater expansion. And that also means that if you're going to have greater insights into the plans and purposes of God, that your heart is going to grow into a closer intimacy with him. You're going to come into his heart deeper. And that's, I don't know if there's no limit on it, but I want to say 3 times at least, you're going to come into a greater revelation and a greater intimacy with your God in your heart, because you have to only get those words from the Father's heart, from God's heart.
As we came up here and I saw the group of people, I just thought it was great that everybody is here to commission you and to pray for you and send you off. But it was almost a surprise, because not a surprise that you have people that are looking up to you and that you're mentoring, but when we're with you, we feel like we're the only ones in the world. We feel like you are so focused on us and just wanting to help us and to raise us up and to help us in our church, and that you're always in total communication with God. But that your focus is not the people like everybody else around, but you're just, when you're with us, you're with us. And I so appreciate that. And we just want to honor you today. And I can see that you are spiritual parents to many, mother and father of many. And so I just declare that over your life, mother and father of many. As Father fathers you, as God fathers your hearts and mothers your hearts, you are father and mother to us. And we honor you and we bless you and we send you. In Jesus' name.
Well, Bob and Marcy, we're gathered here in this church and we're not a very large crowd. I think we're, enough here, obviously, to honor you, but what we represent is a cross-section of a lot of things. We represent a cross-section of the body of Christ and represent, really, a cross-section of the nations. I am part Native American, so is my dear friend Jay Bunker, and we have Hispanics that are here, and we have Scandinavians and Germans and Americans, but all kinds of people. But I think, and I know that that has something to do with who you are. As I've been here in the city and going through transformation, the city transformation with the servant leader team led by a movement by Ed Silvoso, it's really been the unity that has come in such an incredible way here in the city. So much so that I know that many of us who have gone around to different parts of the country and the world talking about transformation and leading people in that area, we don't see the kind of unity that we have right here in this city. It's incredible. And I know that you had a great part to play in this, Bob and Marcy. You did, because you stepped outside of really some pretty traditional backgrounds and walked into this this work of unity that God is doing, really with your minds open, your hearts open, your hands open, to be able to receive whatever God had out there and whoever God had out there, no matter where they came from, even a Catholic who happens to be born again and walking in the truth. But there's so much about that that I believe God still has in store for you. This is a historical celebration. It's historical because God is doing something new and something old in the church today. And this is an indication of what he's doing. He's building us in a way that we can go towards unity. We don't know what that's going to look like, but I got a feeling that it probably looks a great deal like the two of you. And if it does, praise be to God that it does. But all we can do is take the steps that we need to take to walk in the way that we need to walk. And you will be a carrier of that, the carrier of God's want, of his desire for unity in the body of Christ. You will carry that with you. You will live that. It will be in your DNA. It's in your blood. It's everywhere in you. So we say hallelujah to this. We say this is a beginning. This is a movement. There are three other pastors who would have been here this morning. Pastor Greg Pogg, Pastor Paul Saulfrank, and Pastor Percy Kellevig would have been here. And they represent that unity in this body. And they wanted to be here, but of course, because they're having their own services and their own churches, they're not here. But they are sending their blessings to you too, and to Living Waters and to Dave Weigel. But I am so excited that God is doing this now, that he is bringing us all together in this Holy Spirit-led unity. And it's going to do something that Jesus promised at the Last Supper, and that is that we will become a power to be reckoned with on this earth, that the church will not be irrelevant or something that can be dismissed. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be advancing the kingdom of God by violence, which only only means by a movement forward, a positive movement forward. And that's what you're doing this morning. That's what's happening here right now. It is a positive movement forward. This is taking it by violence. And it's an exciting thing. And God has chosen just the right people for that, with the right heart, the right mind, the right spirit. And we celebrate you. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hello. Yes, I've known Bob and Marcy for about 10 years, and I was invited to a Alan Ross meeting, and of course he prophesied over me, and then they did a presbytery over me, not knowing I was planting a church that next week, but it was just really a God thing. And one thing I've known about Bob and Marcy is that I've been meeting with them on and off, I mean, just many times a year. And he's always been the same. You guys have always been the same. Every time we show up, I can expect that Pastor Bob and Marcy are going to be the same. They're unmovable. And I remember about a year ago, I think it was about a year ago, God put it on my heart. And he said, you really need a spiritual father. And I had one before, but something happened. But anyway, so I'd went like 10 years without one. And he put it on my heart in such a way that I had literally begged you guys to be my parents. And the funniest thing is the Lord had shown me he'd already been my father for the last 10 years. And I said, God, why didn't you show me sooner? He said, well, you would have goofed it up. And I go, you're right. I didn't have the maturity to recognize and honor the gifting that is in you guys. And I'm here today. I mean, I can give you a prophetic, but I'd rather honor you and honor the gifting that you have. And one thing for sure that I know is that you're going to be comfortable in your suit from now on, is that you'll be free to be comfortable in who you are. Amen. So thank you so much. I love you guys, and have you helped us so much. Bless you. Bless you.
Somos la iglesia hispana,
we are
por eso
Hispanic church.
Hablamos en español.
That's why we're speaking Spanish.
Pero veo, el Señor me ha mostrado un campo verdoso.
But the Lord has shown me a green land.
Donde ustedes estaban corriendo.
Where you were running in there.
Y había muchas puertas, pero estaban cerradas.
And a lot of doors were in there, but they were closed.
Y corrían y corrían agarrados de la mano.
And you were running together, wrapped by your hands.
Pero no sabían cuál puerta abrir.
But you didn't know what door to open.
Hasta que Dios abrió esta primer puerta.
Until God opened this door.
Y Dios les dice que para poder abrir las otras puertas.
And God is telling you that to be able to open the other doors.
Tienes que cruzar primero una.
You need to go across the first one.
Pero no van a cruzar solos.
But you are not going to go across by yourselves.
El Señor va por delante de ustedes.
Because the Lord is walking in front of you.
Y el ángel protegiéndolos a ustedes.
And the angel is protecting you guys.
Y esta tarde o esta mañana.
And this morning.
Nosotros es un gusto y un privilegio.
It's a privilege and a pleasure.
Estar aquí y honrarlos.
To be here and honor you.
Gracias, Marcy, en especial.
Thank you, Marcy, especially to you.
Por abrir tus brazos.
Because you open your arms.
Y aceptarme.
And accept us.
Y you are mi madre.
You are like my mom.
Espiritual.
Spiritually.
Los queremos y
we
los
love
honramos.
You and we love you.
Y siempre van a ser alguien muy especial para
you
nosotros.
You guys are always going to be someone special for us.
Y no solamente para nosotros.
And not only for us.
Sino para el cuerpo de Cristo.
But for the body of Christ.
Los amamos.
We love you.
Wow, this is fun. Thank you. You can all be seated. Do you want to do a corporate prayer? Are you guys done? Are you feeling released? Why don't you guys go ahead and have a chair? And we do have a couple other things. By the way, the message has come that the lunch is about a half hour. Yeah, we've got about a half an hour. You guys okay with continuing on? There's some more significant things that need to happen here. You guys stay seated for a minute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Susie reminded me that, when somebody has given themselves to the service in the kingdom, that your kids have sacrificed also. We just want to honor John and Renee for their incredible sacrifice, who they are, and they're continuing to just sacrifice and just doing some awesome things. And we just thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Wow, this is so good. And you, the congregation, are going to have an opportunity to just stretch hands toward Bob and Marcy and pray for them too. Henry, did you have some? Okay. Would you, Luz de Cristo, would you like a translator? Would that help you? Are you guys okay? You okay? All right. Alan Ross, our prophetic friend from Scotland, has pre-recorded a prophetic word. How do you pre-record a prophetic word? But it's going to be new to Bob and Marcy, and it's going to be new to all of us. But we have had a partnership with Alan for, oh, wow, look at that. Looks like he's suffering for Christ, doesn't he? He just, but we've had a partnership with Alan. Alan has spoken into the fabric and into the foundation of this house for many, many years. And we asked him if he would record a message for today. So roll him, Henry.
So sorry I can't be part of today's service. We are thinking of you all and would have loved to have been there. But I've been reflecting on Bob's ordination, and the Lord has already given me an inkling of some things he wants to do in the corporate body as well as within Bob personally. So the Lord says to you, these are days of change, but the Lord says days of deeper change, days where I will bring forth clarity and new direction, even in the leadership of the church. I'm doing a deeper work of deeper collaboration within the leaders, because this is an hour I am taking the leadership of the church on a journey of moving into my dominion. I am establishing my dominion in this house. And the Lord says, as a leadership, you will be very aware of a shift taking place amongst you. And as you govern the work I have given you responsibility for, you will begin to see, says the Lord, that at times my hand moves in a way that you have to collaborate deeply in the process with one another. But the collaboration, says the Lord, is not about finding democratic solutions to the situations you face. The collaboration is to discern, says the Lord, to discern what I am saying and to discern the ways in which I desire to exercise my dominion says the Lord of hosts. In this, says the Lord, my Holy Spirit will give you space, will give you space to share fully and frankly your perspectives, but my Holy Spirit will always initiate, says the Lord, a pathway that you will all walk on together and see my hand begin to produce good fruit for my glory, says the Lord. The Lord says to you, Bob, as you go forward at this hour, know you are still on plan A for your life. The Lord says that the last season, I have had you flow into another estuary, but the Lord says the work I have done within you in the last season will be an estuary work, a work where you have become an estuary that will flow into the river I am putting together in living waters. The Lord says that my Holy Spirit will take you to a place where you will contribute much amongst the people of living waters. But you will be very aware, says the Lord, of the shift. For the shift that's taking place in the leadership will take place within you. And your contribution will at times be as influential behind the scenes as it is up front in the public meetings of the church. I've called Living Waters to be a first fruits church, a groundbreaking church, a trail blazing church, and know that what I am doing in your midst at this time will be something that will influence the entire region, but in the fullness of time, many others will follow as a protocol model. The Lord says that Pastor Dave will become more apostolic through this process, but the Lord says to you, Bob, that you will become more pastoral in this process. It's a time of synergizing as a house. It's a time where there will be great unity upon you as a leadership. It's a time where I will draw you all forward, says the Lord, to be a people that will collaborate, to be a people that will stand up and indeed step forward because of the urgency of the hour. The Lord is going to bring you finances, Bob, from different places, from unexpected places, that you would transition and that you would live well, that you and Marcy would live well in this season, that there would be a real sense of you even modelling to the people financial provision, that you will carry a message in your lives where people can believe me for provision even in difficult circumstances. The Lord says, my Spirit leads you forward, and my hand is truly upon your lives at this hour, says the living God.
It's good. Did you still want to say something? Are you? Oh, time to translate? Yeah, okay, you ready for the sermon?
¿Está bien? ¿Está bien para ese alemán?
No, really, we've been talking about the future.
Está bien, hemos estado hablando acerca de un futuro.
And the future always involves people.
Y el futuro siempre envuelve a las personas.
It involves people being put into particular places.
Y envuelve a las personas de ponerlo en lugares particulares.
And seeing people function in the freedom with what God has created them for.
Y ver a las personas trabajar en la función que Dios quiere que ellos trabajen.
And what we've celebrated here today is just a freedom for Bob.
Y cuando estamos celebrando hoy, simplemente es una libertad para Bob.
For Bob and Marcy to be able to run with.
Para Bob y Marcy poder tener la libertad de ir a correr.
With who they've been created to be.
De quien ellos han sido creados para ser.
But the real message here isn't Bob and Marcy.
Pero el verdadero mensaje aquí no es acerca de Bob y de Marcy.
The real message is about a kingdom.
El verdadero mensaje es acerca de un reino.
And a king's dominion.
Y el dominio de un rey.
Of righteousness and peace.
De paz.
That he wants to bring to the planet Earth.
Que él quiere traer al planeta Tierra.
And it's about people sitting in the pews.
Es acerca de aquellas personas que están sentadas.
It's about each one of you.
Es acerca de cada uno de ustedes.
That has destiny on your life.
Que tiene un destino en sus vidas.
And Bob's call isn't any more important than yours.
Y el llamado de Bob no es más importante que el llamado de cualquiera de ustedes.
And Bob's call, my call, isn't any more important than your call.
Y el llamado de Bob o el mío no es más importante que el llamado de ustedes.
It's just different.
Es simplemente diferente.
And it looks different.
Y se mira diferente.
But the real deal here is about the kingdom of heaven.
Pero el trato aquí es acerca de los cielos, del reino de los cielos.
With the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Porque el Rey de Reyes y Señor de Señores.
Ruling and reigning in people's lives.
Está reinando en la vida de las personas.
And so transforming hearts.
Transformando corazones.
That will be transformers in the world.
Que van a ser transformados en el mundo.
I want to encourage you. This isn't just about Bob and Marcy.
Así que yo te quiero motivar a ti. No solamente es acerca de Bob y de Marcy.
It's not just about a church, Living Waters.
No es acerca solamente de la iglesia Living Waters.
And it's not even about a city.
Y no tan siquiera acerca de la ciudad.
It's about a kingdom.
Es acerca de un reino.
Where the king is in domain.
Cuando el rey es el que está mando.
Ruling and reigning in righteousness.
Y está reinando.
And we have opportunity on earth.
Y tenemos la oportunidad en la tierra
to join in the things that are already happening in heaven.
De compartir y disfrutar en las cosas que están pasando en los cielos.
And what we've done today is we've just opened up a funnel.
Lo que hemos hecho hoy es abrir un túnel.
A funnel to be able to hear from heaven more clearly.
Para poder escuchar del cielo aún mucho más claro.
Because we really are in a season in this nation.
Porque aún ya estamos en una temporada en esta nación.
And in our world.
Y en nuestro mundo,
where we have got to hear from heaven,
donde te necesitamos escuchar de los cielos,
for our lives and for the lives of those that don't know Jesus,
para nuestras vidas y para la vida de aquellos que aún no conocen de Jesús.
So I want to just thank you for your patience today.
Así que yo te doy gracias por tu paciencia.
And man, this is really all about Jesus getting what he paid for.
Y yo quiero que ustedes sepan que esto simplemente es acerca de Jesús y de lo que él creó para nosotros.
And the transforming work of his blood.
Y la transformación que hubo por su sangre.
In the lives of men and women.
En la vida del hombre y de la mujer.
Can you imagine a body of believers that would live selflessly?
¿Te puedes imaginar la vida de una persona que vive por sí solo?
That would love with the kind of love that we've been loved with.
Que ama, que no ha sido amada de la manera que nosotros somos amados.
You did that?
Yes.
Way to go.
Hiciste eso, mucha muy buena manera de ir.
Can you translate my laugh?
¿Me puedes traducir mi risa?
Can we just stand and give Jesus a shout?
Por favor, levántense, den aplausos y gritos a Dios. Yay! Sí, es Padre Santo. Tu majestad, tu majestad. Abre los cielos, Señor.
Thank you. That felt so good.
Eso es tan bueno.
One last thing I want to do. If Bob and Marcy will just sit down and we
una
can bring a couple of baskets.
Hacer,
and,
por favor, Pastor Bob and Marcy, siéntense.
And we want to just provide opportunity. There's just absolutely no pressure. But
no hay presión, pero queremos ofrecer la oportunidad.
If you want to honor Bob and Marcy with a
si
gift.
Si usted quiere honrar al Pastor Marcy y a Bob.
You know, they would never talk about it, but the last season has been a little bit tough financially.
Ellos nunca lo han compartido, pero la última temporada fue un poquito de situación financiera.
And I just want to open up opportunity to bless Bob and Marcy.
Y yo quiero abrir esta oportunidad de bendecir al pastor Bob y Marcy.
If you want to make out a check, you can make it out to Passion Ministries.
Si tú puedes hacer un cheque al nombre de Passion Ministry.
Or Living Waters.
Oh, the Living Waters.
And we'll see that it all gets translated in there somehow.
Y eso va a ver de qué manera va a ser traducido.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Can you just put some music in? Let's just take a moment.
¿Puedes poner un poco de música?
As a congregation, just stretch out your hands and release blessing. And come on up as you feel, you know, just anybody who wants to, just come on up.
Todo el mundo que quiera bendecir al pastor,
put a gift in their basket
y
here.
Pongan un regalo en estas cestas que tienen.
And we're just going to take a moment just to celebrate Jesus and just
vamos a tomar un
to worship
momento de simplemente celebrar a Jesús.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Did she do a good job?
Ella hace un buen trabajo.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Padre.
Just stretch your hands toward Bob and Marcy.
Estreche
just release blessing.
Hacia Bob.
Release blessing on them.
Y derrame bendiciones sobre ellos.
We're just going to take a few moments just to bless them.
Vamos a tomar simplemente un poco de tiempo para bendecirles.
I want to welcome you. We will, after the service.
Después del servicio.
We're going to open up the altar.
Vamos a abrir el altar.
If you have a need in your body, physical need.
Y si tú tienes una necesidad física en tu cuerpo.
An emotional need, anything
o emocional,
that anything you need healing for.
Cualquier cosa que tú necesites sanidad.
I know that one of the things that's going to happen in,
yo sé
in the days
que una
that
de las
come
cosas que va a pasar
is we're going to see increase.
Es que vamos a ver un incremento
in some of the things that we've been laboring for.
En alguna de las cosas que hemos estado trabajando.
That Jesus just wants to bring justice.
Que Dios quiere, Jesús quiere traer justicia.
To broken bodies and broken minds.
Para cuerpos rotos y mentes rotas.
And broken hearts.
Y corazones rotas.
So we want to welcome you to come on up and get
prayer. Te quiero dar la bienvenida de que vengas al frente.
And you may not even have a need.
Y tal vez no tengas ni una necesidad.
Maybe you just want to be blessed.
Solamente quieras ser bendecido.
And we have our altar teams, they're all prepared just to release blessing.
Tenemos a todo nuestro liderazgo para que derramen esa bendición sobre sus vidas.
And after that, we'll go through these doors, through
y
this door.
Y luego después de ello, vamos a ir a través de esas puertas.
And right down in the fellowship hall. And,
y luego en la cocina.
We just want to welcome everybody to stay.
Le vamos
stay
a dar la bienvenida a todos a que se queden.
And to continue to celebrate.
Para seguir celebrando.
Want to remind the children,
quiero recordar
kids,
a los niños.
If your kids are listening, go through
si
the food line with your
están
parents.
Escuchando.
And we want to where there's going to be seating inside and out.
Cuando vayan a la cocina, por favor, manténganse con sus padres.
And we want to allow our guests, those of you that came, especially for Bob and Marcy, would we just allow you guys to go to the line first?
Y aquellos de que han venido especialmente por Marcy, quisiéramos de que fueran primero.
Okay. Okay, I guess right now there's about 50 kids in the fellowship hall.
Yo creo que ahora mismo hay 50 niños.
If you're a parent here and you're missing your kids,
si tú no tienes a tus niños contigo,
I want to encourage you to go corral them.
Yo te incito a que vayas a buscar a tus hijos en este momento.
God bless you.
Dios te bendiga.
We hope you enjoyed today's message from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. If you live in or are planning to travel to the Elk River area, we invite you to join us for our Sunday morning worship service at 9:30 a.m. each week. For directions and to learn more about our church, please visit our church website at livingwaterschurchelkriver.org.